on the credit card. I have not been able to get that information. I did speak with one of the commissioners a few minutes ago, and I was told that that is something that they can get for me online. So hopefully I'll have it yet today. But as I understand it, it was personal charges made allegedly by the auditor, at least at using the auditor's county credit card. And to begin with, the story went that, well, it was someone other than him. And
yeah, we had that conversation, Marty, where you said, you know, shouldn't there be some sort of video recording or something that shows who made those charges? Because the claim was that it wasn't the auditor who did this, it was someone else.
Right, it was. That was the claim made. And but the video was reviewed, and the decision was made to go ahead and order a special prosecutor. So until, of course, they're through with their investigation, I mean, there's been no charges made. It's just that they're going to have a special prosecutor. However, if at the end of the day that the if it should be determined that these charges are that it's being turned over to the special prosecutor, and they determine there's been a real criminal misuse of that credit card, I'm hoping that there'll be a change in leadership there in the auditor's office, because we just cannot have this on and on. And
Marty,
not only do our people, the taxpayers, deserve better, the citizens of this county deserve better, but more to the point as well, is we have county employees who are trying to get the work done of the auditor's office, and you know, this is just not good for morale. It's not
Marty,
good for trying to get the job done.
Unless he decides to voluntarily quit, is that even a possibility? Because we saw with Amy Gersman, when she would not voluntarily quit, she just stopped showing up to the office. I mean,
and
what's to stop him from doing that?
That may very well be the case. I mean, but I'm to say that this is frustrating for this to happen again is really good.
Well, we voted the second in command when she was in charge, and then we wonder and you know, who is sitting underneath Mr. Salters? Because I've heard a number of different things. Who is the deputy auditor at the moment? Because I can't say I know.
Chief deputy is Tressa Chambers.
Okay.
So that is the second in command.
Is she any relation to Mr. Salters?
No.
Okay, because I've heard different things, and I didn't know if it was true or not. And so thank you for clarifying that. But
their relation, I've never heard it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, people just talk sometimes, and you don't know if it's true or not. So I just wanted to get that
Marty, how much does a special prosecutor cost? Because Barry Brown's never sent us a bill.
This one may very well send us a bill. Barry Brown, as far as I know, has never sent us a bill.
Yeah,
well,
that's
good,
what
then.
I was going to say.
So if he charges for free, why don't we get him to do this again? Because his rate's the best you can get.
Let's hope that we get a better outcome. To me, a better outcome would be something that didn't take nearly as long to get resolved, because nobody wants this hanging over county government. It's not the way that county government should work. And, you know, we have a lot of really good, dedicated county employees, and morale has got to be hitting pretty close to bottom with all of this going
well,
on.
Well, all it takes is a few people who act very, very much like they don't really care about all that, which we've seen recently at the Sheriff's Department. We've seen it in the prior. The auditor's office is now got almost 12-year history of just having incompetence in it?
And it's time that got turned around. Right now, we don't. It's not just the auditor's office, the treasurer's office. The cash is still not balanced to the bank. I did ask that question earlier when I was speaking with one of the commissioners to see if there was an update. There really is not an update right now that they have been made aware of. But then you're supposed to be able to that. Auditor and treasurer balance and the cash balance to the bank before you can do settlement. Well, obviously, it doesn't appear that's going to happen. Well, you know, I will
also
be delighted if that happens. But what they will have to do, if it doesn't, if they can't get it balanced, they'll have to just do a 90% sending out the taxes that we've already paid in. Then those are all some taxes are supposed to be sent out to the school and the library and the
Marty,
city and so forth.
A few weeks ago, you brought to us that they were talking about this very expensive computer program that the auditor wanted in place to do work that supposedly they needed. And
well, okay,
where's
but
that
here's
at?
The update. Here's the update on that. We were supposed to have a meeting on that, and oh, the auditor has now determined that at least for the time being, that he doesn't want to move forward with that meeting. So I'm concerned that, I do not know this is the case, but my concern is that with all of this that's going on in the media having to do with the credit card, that we're not moving forward with discussion of things that are of vital importance. That it may not be the reason at all. But I just received a notice yesterday that we are not going to move forward with that meeting with that
so they have
to help us get back on track.
So moving it forward ahead with that company doesn't do anything for this year. That's in the future.
Right. I mean, right now, we're
and
talking
be
about
training
December settlement.
And
all the taxes have been paid. They're supposed to be working toward when they can balance that and start do the settlement so that all the taxing units will have the money to operate, to make payroll, to do all the things the taxing units have to do. And we've already paid our taxes so that they will have the money to do that. So it appears that they'll have to just do a 90% unless we are told all of a sudden that they've got this all worked out.
If they're behind this year, how are they going to get ahead next year?
Unless they
I don't
have somebody
know, but
else
remember
there.
Before when we were told it had been balanced, and then we were told later, oh, well, they just forced balanced it, which means they just made up a number or something of the sort. So,
well, they found out what the error amount was. And, yeah.
But could we talk just a bit, too, about District 62? I'm looking forward to seeing who the... a successful candidate is going to be in that district because Nat Ubler has been excellent, and it's going to take someone who can represent.
He was. He's a really nice guy. I'm really sorry to see him go.
I'm sorry to see him go. And I understand that there's several people who have an interest in it.
David Sabal and Skip Daly have announced their candidacies in the last 12 hours, 24 hours, so add them to the list as well. You have a woman that's the marketing director at Greene County Hospital, a gentleman from the Nathan Abrams from the Bloomfield Council there, and Jeff Ellington, a local. So five people in there, Marty. It's getting crowded.
Right. And it has to be, we have to recognize that whoever takes this, it's going to take the precinct committee people from all of District 62, so that means the people in Greene County as well. Most of the, and it's more than just Greene County, but the majority is between Greene County and Monroe County.
90% of the electorate
right.
is in there.
So it'll have to be someone who can appeal to voters on both sides, not just Greene County, not just Monroe County, but a combination.
Do you think we've maxed out at five candidates, or do we expect some more activity here in the end of the week?
Well, it will be very interesting to see what happens because, and I hope, wouldn't it be nice if they could do a little debate or something so that those precinct committee people will have better understanding of who they're going to be voting for.
Do you not do something at the actual at this actual event? You don't do anything where don't they speak or don't they do anything? I mean, you just have to talk to them personally?
Do they have a talent show?
It's going to be in Greene County, so I really don't know.
It will be in Bloomfield on the 21st of December. That will be when the caucus meets. Why don't you get a little get together organized before that, Marty, and have everybody trot out there and tell us why they're the best candidate.
Well, that would be really interesting because remember this is going to make a big difference about the issues going on at the state level. Right now, I know there's another big push. They're pushing hard to go ahead with that additional income tax for transportation. And
where's that push coming from? Is that a local push or is that?
Yeah, it is. The Chamber of Commerce would like to see that happen, and of course the City of Bloomington would like to see that happen to help their Bloomington Transit and for those businesses who would like to see public transportation to get to the new hospital and so forth. There's also Rural Transit would like to see it happen so that they could get some additional money. So there's big push for that. And my concern has been all the way along is this is an additional income tax, and is that where's the track record to say that this has worked for other communities and whether or not that's a fair use of a way to tax the people out in the rural areas. I mean, you move out to a rural area, you really don't expect to
get a
bus to show up at your front door on a routine basis unless you're in school. This would be a very large reach to provide public transportation throughout the county. So and you have to decide if we're putting in place a new tax, what is the highest and best use? What is the most compelling use of those dollars? And do not put it in place unless you have to provide public safety or something that you can't reduce spending.
They've
otherwise
obviously got way too much money right now. When you can see the things happening in county and city government with all of these different people who are able to skim money off, they've obviously got too much money right now, Marty. Sorry. I know you don't have any control over that, but they have way too much money if this stuff can happen. And people don't notice for how many years in the sheriff's department. No, sorry. You don't. As far as I'm concerned, county government and city government should not get one more penny in tax money until they clean up their own messes and stop this.
And I would like to also add that for some reason this legislation is being said that the county council is supposed to be voting on moving forward with this rather than the income tax council. And even though it's a city who'd really like to have it, the income tax council is controlled by the city. So why are we saying that's up to the county? And I have real questions about that. And this person who will be taking over Matt Jubler's spot, that's one of the questions I would want to have them weigh in on. How would they propose this would work or not work? Would this still be in the form of a referendum so that the people...
Marty, I'll bet you every one of these people running for office would happily answer your question on that. And I think we'd love to know the answer, too. I bet you could give them a call this week and they'd answer you.
Well, I think they do need to answer that.
I think you're right.
But I'm not a precinct committee person for that district.
That doesn't matter.
So, they're busy trying to talk to all those precinct committee people.
That's exactly right. And we will keep an eye on that story before the 21st of December. That will be the caucus the Republicans will hold in Bloomfield for seat 62. And we'll keep you updated on any new contenders into that race. Again, Skip Daly and David Sabaw, two local folks, jumping in the last day for all that. Marty,
and
we
Jeff
appreciate
Ellington.
We appreciate your time, Marty, and we will get caught up with you next Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk checks in on Wednesday mornings. Just after 8:05 and keeps our eyes on the money that goes in and out of the county and where it should and shouldn't be going.